Are you ready to do something like that?
I'll be happy to put the director of the Division of Aquaculture to appear on the spot. I mean, he can give, knowing John, he's pretty good at speaking off the cuff. You want to give an overview of aquaculture?
Sure. You've now had as much preparation for this as I have, so my apologies.
It doesn't have to be perfect.
Thank you.
I say that to him a lot.
Senator Maker, Representative Comianga and Marine Resources Committee. I'm John Lewis. I'm the director of the Aquaculture Program. I've been on the job for about 19 years. I'm stationed in Boothbay Harbor. Aquaculture for years in the department was sort of the red-haired stepchild.
Hey.
Nobody quite knew what to do with it. In the last, well, quite honestly, since this commissioner's come on, there's gotten a lot more attention, both within the department and outside. Major species grown are Atlantic salmon. We have had cod, blue mussels, American or Eastern oysters, some European oysters. People are getting into razor clams and scallops. As the commissioner said, we have quite a leasing process through the Administrator's Procedures Act. I don't know how many of you have been to a public hearing in the past, but they can be quite contentious. We have 10 decision criteria that must be met to obtain an aquaculture lease. And frequently, members of the public are not what I would call receptive to aquaculture. When I started this job about 10 years ago, but when I started this job, even the commercial fishing industry was very much against aquaculture, lobstermen in particular. In the last 10 years or so, we've seen a lot of lobster fishermen become involved in aquaculture. One of the joys of this job for me is watching people sort of prepare for their future, either with their children or with looking at other sources of income. We have had PhD oceanographers and people with sixth grade educations who could neither read or write get into aquaculture. The federal government is making a big push for some offshore aquaculture in the belief that if they can move it offshore and out of viewsheds and out of neighborhoods, it will be more socially acceptable. It makes it a little more difficult to monitor. One of the things I want to touch on is Atlantic salmon. We recently, I think 2 years ago, received Monterey Bay Aquarium puts out a seafood watch, and farmed salmon was not an acceptable alternative. It was an avoid. 2 years ago, Monterey Bay Aquarium came and worked with us, did an evaluation of the program, the husbandry practices, the management, and upgraded that to a good alternative for the first time, which is the equivalent with lobster now. As the commissioner mentioned earlier, we're seeing an awful lot of algae or seaweed, might be the vernacular. People don't like seaweed, so now it's sea vegetables, apparently. We had a mussel farmer a number of years ago say he was going to get out of mussels and get into seaweed, and I said, what a fool, you're going to go broke. And I publicly admit my error in that. It is taking off very large. One of the things that the Marine Resources Committee, the potential for aquaculture in this state is enormous. I'm a biologist by training. That's the way I functioned for 19 years on this job. But I encourage you, as aquaculture comes to you, to make a distinction. There's something called biological carrying capacity. Exactly how much can a system sustain without harming other portions of the environment? And that's biological carrying capacity. There's also something called social carrying capacity, and that's what will residents tolerate in terms of change to their usages, in terms of change to their views. So I guess that would be my ill-prepared 90-second spot, if you like. I'm more than happy to answer questions at any time.
Thank you very much. Is there any questions?